This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1719. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 30th, Antarctica, Australia, Belarus, Cambodia, Canada, Chile, Cuba, Egypt, Greece, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Malaysia, Mexico, Mongolia, Netherlands, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Romania, Russia, Sarawak, Tibet, UK, USA, Uzbekistan, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Shortly after we finished last week's World of Radio about LRA 36 Antarctica 15476, we heard from Horacio Negro in Uruguay that according to the station's Facebook, its schedule since April 22nd has been 1830 to 2130 UT, Monday through Friday. Its Facebook had been inactive since last November 29th, but now a new crew is in place with a new logo. They call it a dotación for 2014. I expect it may last a while longer until the novelty of running the station wears off for the new crew, or there's another technical failure, so get it while you can, if you can. Ron Howard in California continues to hear a carrier on its distinctive frequency at other hours than that, an open carrier, but no audio, and quite weak. April 24th, as early as 12:58, and still on at 14:35. So it looks like they may leave the carrier on even when they're not broadcasting. The Facebook for it, if you want to look it up, is operador.emisora. But the name of it there is Esperanza San Gabriel. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany points out that your best chances of hearing it is via a receiver over a mostly water path. He says he used to get it best via a remote receiver in Iceland, but that's no longer available, and it's too bad there are none that we know of in South America. The mostly water path is also supposedly an advantage for me here in Oklahoma, but it hasn't worked out for me so far during its latest reactivation. More of a overwater path in central North America than there is in the East Coast, where the signal has to traverse all of South America, or on the West Coast, where it has to come over Mexico. Another exotic low-power station, but in a much less exotic locale, is the 3210 transmitter near Sydney, Australia, which has been relaying vintage FM. We mentioned it last week and plans to increase its power to 500 watts. But Ian Baxter followed up as of April 26th, saying that that had not yet happened, and he was actually hearing the other exotic station, Radio Simban 2368, with a better signal during the day, but that's by local groundwave. However, Ron Howard in California reports, as of April 30th, he thinks he's hearing the vintage FM relay on 3210. He's been looking for it, anticipating the power increase from 100 to 500 watts, which he thinks may now have happened, since before that there was only a below-threshold level carrier and no audio. But he was hearing some songs, which however he could not ID since they were all before 1950, nonstop from 1326 to 1355 UT, shortly after his local sunrise. Radio Australia's best morning frequency for us, 9580, was missing April 28th, around 1330, which made us apprehensive. But fortunately, it was back on the next day, so it must have been just an anomaly. Meanwhile, Mark Fay in Australia says, on the second Tuesday in May, the Australian government announces their financial budget for the coming year. The present government is right-wing, called the Liberal Party, but are not liberal in the United States sense. Funding cuts are expected, as typically the right-wing support base in Australia do not value public broadcasting. And another Aussie, Ian Baxter, says, I've not heard anything specific about Radio Australia only vague comments of possible budget cuts to the ABC. One thing is for sure, that due to federal deficit blowout, mainly thanks to the previous government's monetary incompetence, most Australians will be financially affected negatively with the May budget. Hopefully the ABC is not affected. As a regular listener and viewer, we'll know more by mid-May. From Russ DX via BCDX, the current schedule of English broadcasts from Radio Belarus in Minsk on 7255 and 11730. They're from 20 to 22 UT. The two frequencies are beamed only 6 degrees apart, both towards the west, southwest, and western Europe, except the first 20 minutes until 2020 UT are carved out for Spanish broadcasts instead on Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays, leaving English for the entire 2 hours the other 3 days of the week. Hiroshi in Japan via S. Hasegawa reports a new clandestine for Cambodia, he's heard, called CMN Radio, meaning Cambodia Media Network, on 9940 at 23 to 2330 UT, April 29th. The transmitter's site is unknown. S. Hasegawa found their website, which is www.cmnkhmer.org. Looking at that, it appears to originate in the USA. Yes, in fact, they have a link to their license, as they call it, which is in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And besides the Cambodian flag, it shows a U.S. flag. And furthermore, the schedule for the 9940 broadcast is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. And helpfully, they give the approximate wavelength in feet as 102. If you're in Toronto or not too far away, there's a pirate TV station which has lasted quite a while. In the analog era, it was on channel 15, and now in the digital era, it's on channel 22, known as Star Ray. Saul Chernos in Toronto reminds us of it on the WTFDA list. He says at his location has a huge, reliable signal. Programs range from The Littlest Hobo to kiddie programs to documentaries about esoteric subjects like Toronto transportation. He says he's getting it better now than it's digital than when it was analog. In PlayDX, Hector Pino reports that his country, Chile, has reverted to standard time as of April 27th, 4 hours behind UT instead of 3 during the summer. Well, that hardly matters elsewhere, as there are no shortwave stations in Chile. Well, almost none, except, listen to this. According to Claudio Galas in Chile, he saw on Facebook that the pirate called RCW planned to broadcast on Friday, May 2nd, at 0200 UT or 2200 Chilean time on 7550 in the AM mode, and also streaming via US Stream. They hope people will be able to pick them up on shortwave. With the usual confusion about whether they really mean UT Saturday, probably, but it could be UT Friday. Elsewhere in PlayDX, we're reminded that RCW means Radio Compañía Worldwide, and they've been testing since April 10th with a power of 50 watts. On April 26th, around 0100, I was hearing Radio Progreso Cuba, not only on 4765, but on a pair of extremely distorted parasitic matching spurs, about 56 kilohertz above and below, around 4709 and 4821. And also the next night, not only in those spots, but semi-spurs at 28 kilohertz above and below, around 4737 and 4793. The ones in between, I could only match by comparing the beat of the music and the pauses. However, the next night, April 28th, I was not hearing any of these spurs, I assume after Arne Coro had read my reports and told Radio Progreso to get rid of them. But Arne will never acknowledge myself as the prime monitoring source of information about the multitude of Cuban transmission problems, many more of which are enumerated in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 14-18 via worldofradio.com. Another shortwave station with a multitude of transmission problems, usually making it unlistenable, is Radio Cairo, Egypt. It's been that way for sesquidecades, but yet they keep broadcasting. Wonder of wonders, Harold Sellers in British Columbia has heard an English broadcast from Cairo, which he says had no distortion and clean audio. The signal, however, was weak. 9965, April 27th at midnight 3 in English. That is a North American broadcast, sesquihr, starting at 2300. It continues after midnight 30 in Arabic whenever I check. Although it is modulated, there's a whine and distortion. As of April 30th, we're still waiting for something definite to happen. The shortwave broadcasts from Greece. John Babas in Maryland says, on April 28th, I just heard on the 2300 UT News in Greek on ERT Open 9420. The Greek government has decided to close ERT. I don't yet know how this will affect ERT Open or Greek shortwave. Well, they've been deciding to close it since last summer, and April 27th was supposedly the target date for a different agency to replace it called NERIT. However, a bit later, April 29th at 0100, I was hearing 9420, still playing that haunting Voice of Greece interval signal, ending with cowbells and a clear ID as Eleniki Radiophonia. And then, believe it or not, they were opening what seemed to be a drama with Pizza Pizza, Pizza Pizza, Pizza Pizza, and Fortunately We Deliver. That was in English, so they do broadcast in our language, at least a few words here and there, otherwise in Greek. The strongest signal from Indonesia is 9680, RRI Jakarta Domestic Service Relay. However, it happens to be on the same frequency as the China radio war, which means there is heavy interference, at least among three different transmitters. Around 1330 UT, April 28th, I was only hearing Chinese. However, on April 29th, at the same time, I was once again hearing Indonesian in the mix. According to Atsunori Ishida's Indonesian monitoring website, 9680 had been off the air from April 4th to 28th. The external service has a much weaker signal, strangely enough, from the same transmitter site on 9526. We try to hear its English hour at 1300, but usually it's just too weak to make anything out. Ron Howard in California is better positioned, and he says there was an anomaly on April 30th. He tuned in to special programming at 1142 UT, and it was all in English, with news at 1159. Seemed to be reports from a festival during the 1200 hour, and still English after 1300. The frequency varied slightly from 9525.88 to 0.90. Yet another shortwave station with serious technical problems is the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, at least some of their many transmitters at Kamalabad. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says the Dari service at 0250 to 0620 on 12070 was heard April 28th at 0445, with a broadband spur on the upper side ranging from 12126 to 12154. And their Turkish service, fundamental 13710, April 28th at 0440, also had distorted spurs on both sides, 13638 to 646 and 13772 to 782. Via FM, AM, internet, satellite, and shortwave, this is World of Radio number 1719. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Fritz Anderson, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Last week we conveyed new frequencies for the abduction station, Shokaze or Sea Breeze, from Japan to North Korea. But they've already changed again for both the one-hour broadcast, according to Ivo Ivanov, at 13:30 to 14:30 on 6135, and at 16 to 17 UT on 6090. I don't think they've used that one before, at least not in my recollection. That was as of April 24th. Ron Howard says they moved from 5985 to 6135 before that, leaving behind the jamming, at least on that occasion, only affecting Myanmar on 5985. The alternative frequencies listed by Evo, which you might stand by for them to come up, are at 1330, 5910, 5985, 6020, 6120, and 6175. While at 16 to 17, besides 6090, they might be on 5910, 6020, 6075, 6135, or 6165. Oh yes, it seems that their English transmission remains only on Thursdays for both transmissions. Dan Sheedy in California reports non-logs of Sarawak FM 9835 when he checked between 13 and 15 UT from April 17th through 24th. That's the relay from near Kuala Lumpur back to Borneo. The Worldwide TV FMDX Association reminds us that the summer sporadic e-season should be starting shortly, sometimes in late April and surely by mid-May. Keep an eye on the lower open TV channels, and there are still some analog ones in Canada and Mexico, but only low-power ones in the U.S. The spring tropospheric season has hardly started either due to the strange weather we've been having in North America. However, visiting Panama City Beach, Florida, Nick Langen was pleased to be getting some tropo across the Gulf from Veracruz, Mexico, on 106.9 and 101.7. That was April 27th. Last week I mentioned a way to hear Voice of Mongolia English broadcasts online since they've been missing from shortwave. 12.084.8, however, was heard April 27th by Christoph Ratzer in Austria via shortwave bulletin. He mentioned them being in Mongolian at 0940, but if he was hearing them at 0900, that half hour should have been in English once again. Craig Christ in Virginia says, be sure to listen to the mighty KBC in May for a major announcement. And remember, they're now on their summer frequency via Now in Germany, 9925, replacing 7375 from May through August. That's UT Sundays from midnight until 0200. Craig Christ provides the Forgotten Song segment during the last 10 minutes or so of the broadcast. According to the mighty KBC website via Mike Terry, possibly the major announcement is the return of Wolfman Jack to their lineup on the European service 6095 on the air in the mornings and afternoon in the weekends. I'm not sure of the entire time span, but they mentioned between 08 and 15 UT on Sundays. Although English is an official language in Pakistan and I think widely spoken, it's hardly ever used by Radio Pakistan. Instead, we must listen to them in Urdu if we want to hear them at all. José Ronaldo in Brazil is hearing the transmission at midnight 45 to 02:15 UT on 15730. And I heard the other frequency April 29th at 0119 on 17830. They are obliged to include the Quran, as both of us were apparently hearing. Papua New Guinea news from Ron Howard in California. About NBC Sundown, 40 hertz below 3205. He says after being off the air for about a week, it was heard again on April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. They end the newscast at 1206. As for NBC New Ireland on 3905, April 24th, they were heard until sign-off at 1405, but they were not on the air April 25th. But they were back on April 26th, heard from 1345 until off at 1403. with pop songs in English and talk pidgin except for a promo in English. They go off with the usual children singing the national anthem. Now, what about One Talk Radio Lite, which was reported reactivated a few weeks ago? Ron has been trying to hear that on 7325 with no luck, but finally success on April 26th. Tune in at 1409 with nonstop Christian songs and no announcements on their unique frequency of 50 hertz below 7325. And covered up at 1424 when China Radio International transmitter came back on. One of the Cuban anomalies I did not detail this week is the frequent absence of Radio Rebelde from 5025. When it is off, and if you have a darkness path to Peru, by all means look for Radio Quillabamba, although it's not on the air all night. 5024.915, reported by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden in Shortwave Bulletin, April 26th at 2304 with a weak signal. Radio Rebelde was still off a sesquihour later. Radio Romania International puts a very good signal into North America, including the Romanian broadcast on 9520, before and after 0100UT. Yet, you might hear some co-channel interference underneath, as I did April 29th. That's coming from the Now in Germany site, since Gospel for Asia is also scheduled there until 0130, broadcasting toward the subcontinent. But with too much signal off the back. And I bet the situation is even worse in South Asia with the signal off the back from Romania. Although I'm sure I heard it on previous Fridays, beware of assuming you've got Radio Magic Eyes from Moscow on 25900. April 25th at 1540, I was hearing weak signal in English. In fact, two of them on the PL880. This was suspicious, so I checked some strong frequencies on the DX398 and found it was a mixture produced in the receiver of two American stations, 12160 WWCR and 13740 Cuba relaying China. They add up to 25900, and no doubt there are other similar ghosts elsewhere on the dial. Another station now keeping us on our toes by jumping its frequencies around is Radio Free Sarawak, presumably all still via Radio Veritas Asia Philippines site. Last week we mentioned that they moved from 15420 to 15430. That did not last long. Ron Howard in California found them back on 15420, ending the sesquihour at 1230, April 24th. Ivo Ivanov has been following this too. He says from April 18th, they went to 15430, also heard on the 19th, but from the 24th, they were back on 15420. And then by April 28th, they'd gone to another frequency, 15460. And he says the other ones they might try are 15410 and 15490. Ron Howard says it seems they're in a state of flux. On April 28th, I did hear them on 15460 with the usual format. And an item about President Obama in Malaysia until sign-off at 1230. April 29th, until sign-off at 1359, I was hearing Radio Free Asia, presumably in Tibetan, on 18980. No jamming audible, although the Chinese were probably trying to jam it. That's a new frequency on the almost neglected 18 megahertz broadcasting band. But the Alki list now shows it's suddenly full of signals. Well, not really. Only one signal at a time on multiple frequencies, depending on which hour, between 11 and 14 UTN, depending on which day of the week, in a very complex schedule, supposedly to avoid jamming. Well, this was a Tuesday, and they were supposed to be on 18940 instead of where I heard them, 18980. All of these come from Kuwait during those hours, and there are many other jump-around schedules of Tibetan transmissions from Radio Free Asia and Voice of America. For this Kuwait transmission, they are supposedly using every frequency in 10 kHz steps, at one time or another between 18930 and 19010, skipping 18970 where there's Sound of Hope and CNR1. Trevor, M5 aka, tells the British CX Club that the FCC of Britain, Ofcom, has an interactive spectrum map to see how different bands are used in the UK, from 8.3 kHz to 275 GHz. It's www.ofcom.org.uk/static/spectrum/map.html. Looking at it, Chris Greenway says there's something odd here. The HF section doesn't indicate the shortwave broadcasting bands, although it does list amateur radio bands. Is this a cock-up or a conspiracy? On April 28th, Dan Robinson tells us, most extensive reorganization of U.S. international broadcasting since the 1990s is now playing out. See the report at bbgwatch.com, headlined, Major Reform of U.S. International Broadcasting and Public Diplomacy to be Proposed in Congress. It brings the VOA closer to the executive branch and the State Department. The bill heavily emphasizes the public diplomacy mission of VOA and appears to lay the groundwork for reduction in force, targeting GS-14 and GS-15 positions in the agency. Uzbek broadcasters set to self-destruct, literally. From the English language blog of the Uzbek service of RFERL via Hans-Jürg Biener, April 25th, it's called Kishlok Ovozi. Uzbek authorities have been taking steps to ensure they keep a tight hold over all TV broadcasts. The Cabinet of Ministers met April 14th and sent out the word, all the country's TV and radio stations have to rig their facilities to be blown up. Broadcast media have until May 14th to place self-destructing devices on transmitter apparatus so that in the event of the station falling into hostile hands, all broadcasting can be cut immediately. The Uzbek ministers know about the recent captures of broadcasting stations in eastern Ukraine by pro-Russian forces, and this is perhaps the minister's way of preempting similar events in Uzbekistan. The National Security Service is also checking ventilation ducts in broadcast buildings. Chutes, ducts, and shafts leading toward studios are not permitted to be big enough for anyone to crawl through. Studios cannot be connected to other rooms, such as a bathroom, so it seems no studios can be seized in Uzbekistan. From the SW Radio Africa website via BBC Monitoring, the Zimbabwe government's shortwave radio is facing closure. The Voice of Zimbabwe, due to a combination of obsolete equipment and undercapitalization, VOZ's mission was described as telling the Zimbabwean story from Zimbabwe by Zimbabweans. It was set up by the government essentially to counter foreign-based independent radio like SW Radio Africa and Voice of America. But it's been off the air since last October due to transmitter breakdown. Meanwhile, via Alan Pennington, BDXC UK, SW Radio Africa itself, the clandestine, has reduced its shortwave service to only 1 hour Monday through Friday at 17 UT on 4880 via South Africa. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 10 and 3, May 14th and 21st. Solar flux rising from 125 May 1st to 150 May 6th through 14th, and down to 120 by May 22nd. And that's World of Radio 1719. Glenn Hauser, hoping you will hear me again next week.